We are learning Mesechtes Tainis Dav Zayin Omid Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top. Omer Rabbo, Godol Yoyim Agashomim Mitchias Hameisim. The day, a rainy day, is bigger than the Tchias Hameisim. The Ilu Tchias Hameisim, the Tzadikim. Tchias Hameisim is only exclusively for the Tzadikim. Ilu Gashomim, Beinu Tzadikim, Beinu Hashom. Both Tzadikim and Hashom get Gashomim. Now, what Shaykh is Gashomim and Tchias Hameisim? Because they both are, like Rashi explains, they're both a mechaya, a person. Tchias Hameisim, the dead people will become alive again. And rain gives us tefuah that's how we live. So it's a chias, it's a tchias hameisim. And the Yom HaGashom is better. Why? Because even the Rishon get it. Upligid Rav Yosef, Tom Rav Yosef, Metoich Shishkula tchias hameisim. Rav Yosef says, why do we say the bracha, why do we say the tefillah, the praise, of Mashav Ruach Merah Geshem in the bracha of tchias hameisim? So Rav Yosef says, because Metoich Shishkula tchias hameisim, because the rainy day is equal to tchias hameisim, kavua b'tchias hameisim. Therefore, we put it in the bracha of tchias hameisim. So according to Rav Yosef, it's equal. But Rav Avoh says it's even bigger than the tchias hameisim. Yom HaGashom is even bigger than tchias hameisim. Om Rav Yehuda, Godol Yom HaGashomim ki yom shenitna bei Torah. The Yom HaGashomim, rainy day, is equal in greatness to the day we got the Torah. How do we know? It says in the Pasuk, Shenema Yarev Kamot Lichi. You should learn Torah like the rain comes down. But how do I know Lichi is Torah? But ain't Lekach Chalot Torah. Shenema Ki Lekach Torah Nesat Lichem. Hashem says, I gave you a special gift, a special purchase. Terasi Al Tazoivu. It's my Torah, and don't leave it. Rava Amar even Yosef Yom Shenema Torah. A rainy day is even better than Yom Torah. Why? Shenema Yarev Kamot Lichi. The Torah is compared to Mata. Mi Nitla B'Mi. You see from here that katan is the katan is nitla begadol, which means that the Yom HaGashomim is bigger because we said that the Torah is like rain, so rain's even bigger. Now again, here what you have to explain, like the Marshal explains, that they're both the matar rain is mechaya the guf. What's mechaya the neshama? The Torah. The Torah is mechaya the neshama. That's what's mechaya the neshama. So that's what they're both like. They're both equal. Or one's even better, but they're both mechayim. Rava Rami, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yarev Kamot Alichi. It says on one hand, Yarev Kamot Alichi. You're talking about the Torah, that's like rain. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Tizal Katalim Rasi, that the Torah is compared to dew, like tal. So what's the chilek? Which one is it? Is Torah like rain, or Torah like tal? So the Gemara, Im Talmud Chacham Haganu Katal. The Torah, like we learned a few times, learned further also, is Sama Chayim and Sama Maves. If you're a Talmud Chacham Hagun, so then the Torah is to you like Tal. But if not, it could be like a bad rainstorm, a hurricane, a strong rainstorm which could actually kill a person. So the Torah, you have to be careful with the Torah. And the Gemara explains a little further from the following Braisa. Tanya, learned in a Braisa. Ha'yarebonu Eimer, kol ha'usik b'Torah l'shma, anyone learns Torah Lishma, the Torah becomes a medicine of life. It's mamish life itself to those who hold on to it, the Torah. It says another pasuk, also same idea, that it says about the Torah that it's going to be a refuah for your entire body. L'sharecha actually means the navel. It says about the Torah that those who find it found life itself. That's Torah Lishma. It becomes a Sam HaMavas, becomes a poison. Here we're dashing from Yarav Kamat Lichi. Yarav is Lashon Arifa. Where do we find that? And where do we find that Arifa is Lashon Hariga? Vayna Arifa Ela Hariga. Shneema Va'orfu Shama Ze'egla Va'anacha. Talking about Egla Arufa, it says you chop off the head. What Lashon does he use? Va'orfu. You see, Yarav is Lashon of Arifa Va'ariga. So the Torah could be Sam HaMavas. Frank Tosfos, he's saying Shaloi L'shma is dangerous. The Gemara says, I'm Sachim, La'olam Yasek Olam Torah Shaloi L'shma, because that you come to L'shma. So Tosfos says, there's two types of Shaloi L'shma. One Shaloi L'shma is, you're learning to be called Rebbe, or the Shem Chabad you. You know, by Miyat Hashem, you make a Sheva Bracha Sova Mitzvah, they're going to talk about it, you're going to say, every morning you come to Daf Yemishir. So he said, that's why you come. That's why you come, because you come to Daf Yemishir. Okay, that's the right type of Shaloi L'shma. The wrong type of Shaloi L'shma is you're learning in order to kanta. You want to be able to start up with Tamid L'chama, so you learn, so you have to have something to say. You just to start up with them. That's Shaloi L'shma. And from Rashi, to me, it sounds like there are three levels. There's Lashma, Rashi says, that means Kasha Chavani Hashem Alekai. You learn because Hashem commanded me to. But Loikadeh Likris Lahakas Rabbi, Rashi says. Then there's the level of Shaloy Lashma, which is we call the Rabbi, which is not the Shaloy Lashma, that's not a good thing. And then you have Shaloy Lashma Lekanter, which is a bad thing. That could be Sam Hamavas. Zok Tumar Vaita, Omle Rabbi Yimil Arvazeru, Lacey Mar Listi. Tell me episode, a good stickle tire, I'm a good pilpul, a good stickle tire. I'm not feeling well. I can't tell you something now. I can't tell you a good shtickle Torah now. So he says, "Let me have a little gata. Tell me a shtickle of gata, which is a little easier to say." So Rabbi says, "Sure." It says a pasuk in Parasha Shoftim, "Ki ha'odom eats hasada." In that parasha, it talks about that you're not allowed to knock down a fruit tree. It says if there's no fruits on it, then you can knock it down. But if there's a fruit, it's a fruit tree, you should not knock it down. And it says why? Ki ha'odom eats hasada. Because it says, "Kisatsur el ir yom rabim." When you lay a siege, I read your whole psukim. When you lay a siege on a city for long days, zilachem aleha l'safsa loy sashchus eitzah l'nidayach alav garzen. Don't destroy the tree and take your sword and knock it down. Ki menu soichel va'os loy sichros. Ki ha'odom eitz hasada lo v'brechem matzer. Says ki ha'odom is eitz hasada. A person is a eitz of is a tree. Since one is a person, a tree. Ki ha'odom eitz hasada is a person, a tree. Elam from the Chassid says in the pasuk ki menu soichel va'os loy sichros. One pasuk says that you're going to eat it and you shouldn't knock it down. V'chziv oitze sashchus v'karas. And a different pasuk in the same parasha says rak eitz ashteida ki loy eitz ma'chalu. If it's a tree, you know it's not a fruit tree. Oitze sashchus. So, well, one hand says you knock down a tree, one says you don't knock the tree. Teretz is simple because one has pears, one not. Haketzad. And it's all referring to really Adam. Haketzad. Im Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu Mimenu Toichal. If the Talmud Chacham is a Hagun, is a Baal Midas, he's someone you can learn from, so then learn from him. Mimenu Toichal. Va'oisloi Sichros. Im Lav, Oisloi Sashchis V'karata. But if not, then do not learn with him and separate yourself from him. Like Taisa speaks to sound more clear. Taisa says, if it's time Chacham Hagun Menu Toichal Pirish, Lomud Lefana, Va'oisloi Sichros means, Kalim Lai Sifra Demenu, Leilech Lefnei Rav Acher. Don't leave him to go to different Rav. From Lav, Loi Sam Lefanecha, don't learn in front of them. And Taisa has a kasha from a story with there a Meir learned from Acher in Sechet Chagiga. There was a Rasha, his name is Acher. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. He went off. It's a whole story in Chagiga. He didn't do tshuva. And Rameir was a Talmud of him. So he speaks out there that if he's a Talmud Chacham enough, he's not going to learn from his maises, from his maisim, then he can learn from it. But if not, if the guy, the Talmud who's learning is not a big enough Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't learn from his Rebbe because he might get mushpah from him. Rameir was big enough, he wasn't getting mushpah from Acher, but the Sa'ara, I entice. So don't worry about it. Omer Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, Ma'ayid Chsiv, says in the Pasuk, Barzel be-Barzel Yachad, it says about the Torah, Barzel be-Barzel Yachad, ve-Ish Yachad Pnei Re'eu. And what do we learn from here? Loi Malach, Ma Barzel ze Echad Mechadas Chaveiroi, just like you have two knives, you could sharpen each other by scratching one to another, Af Shnei Tmi Dicham Mechad Nze Ze Balacha. Two Tmi Dicham Ozo, they Mechad each other in the Sugi, in the Halacha. Why is the Torah compared to H? We had before a pshat, but here's another pshat. Shnema haloi koi divarei keish to Hashem. Says in the pasuk that the words of the Torah compared to H. Loi malach ma H in delikachidi. It's like H can't light a fire by itself. It needs all the pieces of wood. After the Torah is kaim biyachidi. You need a oilam. You need a chabura to learn Torah. It's the only way to learn Torah. You can't learn biyachidi. It says in the pasuk, "Cherev el abadim v'noyalu," which we touch like this, "Cherev asaneiros v'milchamim," which means the knife should be on the enemies of the milcham, which means the milcham itself is just lost a saginar. The cherev should be the milcham should be chayev misa, so iskin bad b'tayra. They learn themselves. They become foolish. If you learn yourself, you land up making mistakes. Shenema v'noyalu. Loyoid el shechaitim. Not only are they foolish, land being a chait. Why? We'll see the word noyalu. Here it says the pasuk cherev al abad v'noyalu. Noyalu can mean chait also. We'll bring two riots. Ksiv alchav noyalu. Ksiv hasa v'asher ne'alnu v'asher chatanu. Shachatanu. So you see ne'alnu is lashon of chait of doing avera. But you say mahacha. It says in the pasuk noyalu sorry tzayin, and the end of the pasuk says hisu es mitzrayim, which also lashon of chait. So you see that if you learn by yourself, you come, first of all, you come to foolishness, which is Pashat, the word of Noyalu. And you bring Raya's also, even can bring Techet. Omar Nachman Yitzchak, Lomo Nimshlu Divir Tere Ke'et, Shenema Eitz Chayim Yilam Achavigim Ba, Loi Malach, Ma Eitz Kato Madlik as a Gadol, just like a small twig lights up the Gadol. Rashi says, when you make a fire, what you do is, you light the small little twigs first, and that lights the big one. The same thing, after Midichavim, the small ones sharpen the gdolim. I know Amri Ruchina. Habri lamati rabbeisa. I laugh my rabbeim. Umechaberai yoisim rabbeisa. For my friends, even more than my rabbeisa. Umatamida yoisim mekulam. Umatamida more than anyone else. So you see that the way the derech of Torah is to learn even from ktanim. Haloimid v'kol adam. 100%. Rav Chanina bar Papa Rami. Ksiv. It says in the pasuk, Likras tsoma hasoyim mayim. To a thirsty person, you bring water. That's one pasuk. See, another pasuk, when we say thirsty means, doesn't mean for thirsty for a bottle of Coke. It means for Torah. So to a thirsty person, you bring water. Anyone thirsty, go to the water. So what happens? You bring him water or he goes to water? So Gemara explains like this. Im Talmud Hagamu, which the Rambam teaches means, someone who's not of a Maisa. If you see a boy or a Talmud, that he's a Balmidas Taibis, so liquor sama soyamayim. You, the Rebbe, should go find him to teach him Torah. Vim lav, hoy kol tzom luchu mayim. You wait till he come. Vim lav, hoy kol tzom luchu mayim. If not, let him come to you. Let him come to you to learn. Because if he comes to you to learn, he's mevakshe Hashem that we know. Mevakshe Hashem that we know that he wants to come learn Torah. Rav Chanina bar Rav Chama Rami. Chsev yifutzu vayisach chutza. It says about the Torah that you should, we give him a bracha, that his mayonos should go chutzah, go out. He should spread out his wealth of knowledge. The chesiv in our part says, you should be yourself. So what's going on? Im Talmud Hagamu, if the Talmud is a Talmud Hagam, he's a Balmidis, looks like he knows what to do with the Torah, who yifutzimara yisach chutzah. You should spread your wealth. Keep it to yourself. Which Rashi learns over here means Sisre Torah. Because there's three levels again in Rashi. If he's Talmud Hagam, you go to him, teach him Torah. If he's not a Talmud Hagam, he has to come to you to learn Torah. But even if he comes to learn Torah, don't teach him Sisre Torah unless he's a Talmud Hagam. The hidden parts of Torah, the Zoya, the Ramchal, the hidden parts of Torah, you wait. You have to be a Hagam for that. Why is Torah compared to Mayim? The Chassid says in Pasuk, where we see it's compared to Mayim, the Pasuk says, how you call Tzom L'chum L'mayim? Loim Allah, Ma Mayim Menichim Makum Gavaya, V'holchim Makum Namo, just like water, goes from a high place to a low place, it goes down. After Divrei Torah, water always finds the lowest place. After Divrei Torah, Im Eskayim Yishim Daito Shvela, Torah also only finds the lowest place. A person has to be a onav, cannot be a Baal Gaiva if he wants to have the Torah Eskayim by him. Why is the Torah compared to three mashkim? B'mayim, like we had in the Pesukim, or v'yayim v'chol, bring all the Pesukim to that. These three drinks, the Torah is compared to mayim, to water, wine, and milk. The chsiv is in Pasuk. How you call it tzom l'chul l'mayim? That's the raya that Torah is compared to water. The chsiv, l'chu shivru v'ichlu. It says in the Pasuk also talking about the Torah, and it says in the Pasuk that it's, we'll see in this Pasuk, that it's compared to l'cholav and Yayin, because the Pasuk says, L'chu Shivru, L'chu, it ended that Pasuk of how you called some L'chu L'mayim, it says, V'asha ain't like Kesef, L'chu Shivru V'achar, L'chu Shivru B'loy Kesef, L'loy Mechir, Yayin V'chalov. And what's something that's free? Torah is free. You could buy Torah for free, no Kesef and no Zav. You get, and what is it, what is the Torah called? Yayin V'chalov. So what's special about these three drinks? These three drinks, the best place to store it is in the earthenware kelim. If you put it into a metal keli or iron keli, it'll get spoiled. You have to. Good wine is stored in an oak barrel. In a barrel, that's what it's in a barrel, either made out of wood or out of cheras. Av divrei Torah, ein miskayim mela mishadaita shvelo. Torah also is only miskayim someone whose daita is low. He's not a Baal Gaiva. And there's a maisa to prove the point. Kedamrisle barte the case of Shuvah Chananya. The daughter of the Caesar said to Rabbi Shuvah Chananya, who wasn't very into his looks, and she told him, How could a chachma be in such an ugly vessel? Like, look at you. You're not such a put-together guy. And how could chachma be in you? So he told her, Avuchi Rami Chamra Maya the Pakra. So he asked, where's your father keep the wine? He keeps the wine in the earthenware kelim. What else should he put it in? My near me. So he told her, Atun the Chashivu, you are the very Nechosh of a people, the aristocrats. Ramu Maya the Havakasa, you got to keep your wine in the gold and silver kelim. Ozlov Amle Lavua. She went home and she told the father, a very smart man told me, you know, you got to keep stuff in the gold and silver. Rami Lachar Moida Havakaspe. He switched his whole wine cellar into gold and silver kalim. The takif. And then, sure enough, it got spoiled. Osu Vamrule. They came to tell the king, you know, all your wine, your whole wine cellar is gone. Amulal Barte. Man, Amulal. Who told you to do this? Which smart man? Amrule, Rabbi Shuva and Chananya. Mishur Chanani told me to do this. Karuya, they called him in. Amalei, am I Amrit Lo? Hachi, why do you tell her this? Amalei, kehechid Amrili, Amrit Lo. The same svara she told me, I told her. So basically saying that just like wine is only good in a earthenware keli, so a Talmud Chacham also has to be in such a keli. So he asked him back. Vayikah Shapir Degemir. There are some people who are good looking who learn. So the Gemara answers, you have a sonu tve, you have a gemiri. So Rashi learns it means that if he was not so good looking, he would have learned more. Because if someone's good looking, it's hard for him to be an anav. And to learn Torah, you have to be an anav. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis on the bottom of Amud Aleph says, a little different shot, it says, if they hated the yoifi. You know, some people are busy looking in the mirror and making yourself look nice. That for sure is no good for learning. Davacha, another comparison to these three mashkin. Mash loisha mashkin malalu. Ein if solom el behesach adas. After v'retayra, emes dachem el behesach adas. Just like these three things, if you don't watch them, they will get ruined. Because like Rashi explains, first of all, they're liquidy, so they spill. And also, something gets spoiled, something mash could fall into it. He says, mash enking, let's say shemen and vash. First of all, it's not so liquidy, so it doesn't spill so easily. Also, if something falls into it, you can just take the top layer off. But these things get ruined very quickly. Same thing, the Torah also, amishtakech, comes forgetting hesach adas. You don't chazer all the time, you're going to forget Torah. That's a fact, it's a Gemara. If you don't chazer all the time, you're going to forget the Torah. That's why we compare it to these three mashkin.